Welcome to the Rise With Love podcast, your weekly dose of kick-ass inspiration so that you can stop tiptoeing in your life and live the way you truly desire. I'm your host, Melissa Mills, women's empowerment mentor and founder of the Femme Academy. As a visionary leader, my sole mission is to disrupt the way women live their lives and assist them to redefine what it means to be a woman by rebirthing into their full femme potential. I empower women to choose themselves and live the life they desire to have while also supporting other women to succeed in their lives too. This woman is what I call femme. In this podcast, I'll share from my heart with honest conversations, insight, wisdom, and practical tools for how you can ignite your inner femme. I'll also be interviewing incredible guests who are boldly rising with love, fulfilling their soul-led missions. The future is femme, and it's time to become her. Let's dive into this week's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Rise With Love podcast. I am super excited for this interview that I have with the powerhouse that is Libby Robertson. You will know her as an incredible shamanic healer, business coach, and now we can call her an author. It's super exciting. She is just an incredible vortex of her own. And I know that this conversation is going to light you up, ignite you, activate you. It's going to be one that is going to just full body, full mind, full soul remembrance of who you truly are and your potential. So let's give the wonderful Libby a huge welcome.
Hey, thank you so much, Mel. Can I call you Mel?
Melissa, if you want to.
For having me and for everyone who's tuning into this conversation, I'm so grateful to be here. And I love that this is Rise to Love. I was just like feeling just rise into love. Of course.
Yes. Libby, you are just sensational. I've been privileged of watching you over the last few years just truly come into this incredible leader that you are. And it's just been so inspiring to see you share your journey so authentically and so magnetically as well. I'm sure that's a word, magnetically. We'll use it.
Right? We'll make it, yeah.
And now that you've written this incredible book, I know it's going to help so many people. And I would really love for you to share your story because it's truly one where I know a lot of people can relate. Before you became this incredible powerhouse that you are, take us to what life was like and what was the turning point.
Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction and just those words as well. And it feels so delicious to just hear that. And, you know, it's really interesting for me, and I'm sure you can relate, and I'm sure everyone even tuning into this conversation can relate to, you know, you go through a massive life transformation. You know, we were just speaking about you've gone through this, you know, this massive pivot in your own life and how it's perceived by other people. You know, I was never really, I mean, I've always kind of been seen as a leader in my life, but, you know, I was always the party girl, or, you know, and so like really stepping into myself and my calling and what I know that I'm here on this planet to do. It feels really, really beautiful to, you know, and this is for everyone. The more that we step into our power and our potential, we ignite that within others as well. And so to hear that, and this is the first time that we've, you know, properly connected after being connected for so, you know, for so long, not long, but so long at the same time, is really, 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 I feel really grateful to have this conversation. So massive, massive thank you and gratitude and love to you.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, so a little bit of a backstory. So, you know, I didn't always start out as a, you know, whatever entrepreneur doing this, doing that in the world, working for myself, all the freedom, blah, blah, blah. Cause you know, I say that as a joke, because we look at people's success, we look at people externally, and we forget where they've come from. So I'm going to take you on a bit of a journey, and I'll share a little bit of the backstory to how you know, I stepped into what I'm now doing and who I now am. I just saw it go 1-1-1, 11-11 on the time that we. So backtrack 10 years ago. So having this conversation now, it's 2021. And so 2011, 10 years ago, I was living in London at the time. And I was really going through my first spiritual awakening. And I say first because I had two. I'm sure many people had. I feel like 2011, 2012 was a big time of awakening for many of us around the world, especially those of us with, you know, this the work that we now do in the world. And I was beginning, so before that, I'd studied psychology and I completed a bachelor's degree in psychology and I'd been raised Christian. So I had this religious upbringing and I could never understand why, like, it was like, I can either be a scientist or I can be in religion, but I can't have both. And that was that I was
a dilemma, right?
Right. And so here I was, and I had kind of, I always believed in a higher power. I always believed in, you know, God, the universe, whatever word you want to associate with creator, great, you know, great spirit, whatever. You know. And I had always experienced, I started believing in miracles when I was like 11. I started having these things happen in my life. I'm like, and I could see that, you know, if that decision was made, I remember one time when I was 11, just backtrack 20 years ago now, you know, like 20 years ago now, to give you context to the backstory, I remember being 11 years old and seeing my mum get really excited about the fact that I had an interview for a private school. And I, for some reason, we shouldn't have been there to receive the call, but we came home from our holiday, we'd moved house, like all of these things had to line up for me to receive the interview to get into private school to get a good education that my parents really wanted for me. And I could see her excitement. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that happened and that happened. So I could really see the miracles of life around me and working around me. Now, in my teenage years, I could see that, but I was more interested in partying. I was more interested in boys. I was more interested in having a good time. My goal from, you know, all of my teens, all of my 20s was to have fun. Like that was it, just to have fun. So here we are 10 years ago now in London and going through my first awakening. And I was dating this guy at the time and he introduced me to spiritism, I think is what he called it, spiritism. And as he was explaining, you know, the workings of the universe and spirit, and I was like, I had this light bulb moment. I remember standing by the river. We were drinking wine at the time, actually, standing by the river together. I was like, no way. Like, this is the best parts of religion, like love and, you know, all of the like unity and being kind and this and science. And my mind was blown. I was like, what? This is amazing. So during this period of my life, I had this massive awakening. But like I mentioned, I was more interested in partying. I was more interested in boys. I was more interested in having fun. I didn't really have an interest for like the meaning of life and this sort of thing. Like this was too deep. Maybe deep down I did, but I was too wasted all of the time. I was either drinking or recovering from drinking or thinking about drinking. And so my whole, you know, my whole teenage years, all through my 20s, I was just partying, working hard, but partying most of the time.
Working hard and partying equally just as hard, right?
Work hard, play harder. That was like one of my mottos. And yeah, exactly. And so I had this spiritual awakening. I had this foundation within me that there's more to life, right? I couldn't figure out what it was. I didn't really care at that stage. I was too interested in partying. And I had this situation where my ex, my partner at the time, channeled a message from some of these beings who came into it. We're actually going through, this is when we were beginning to break up, and they channeled a message through him. I could feel them. They're actually some of my guides that I still work with now. They came down, channeled a message through him and told me, you can never drink. Like you can't drink. Like it's not part of your mission. It's not part of what you're here to do. And we're going to stop saving you. What? You're going to stop saving me? What? What does this mean? Took 3 years from that moment. Fast forward 3 years, I found myself in hospital, sobered up. I had a neck brace on. I had no pants on, right? Dignity gone, no pants, hospital gown. It's like, what is going on? What am I doing in hospital? Why have I got a neck brace? Where are my pants? I had drunkenly the night before, again, this is the word drunkenly the night before, jumped out of a window to try and end my life. The doctors don't know how I survived. And when I found out what had happened, I was like blacked out drunk. Like I couldn't remember. I can actually remember now. Like it's like I've recalled the memory, but it was so traumatic that I had blocked off that memory. And I was at the stage in my drinking where I would have like one or two glasses and I would begin to black out. Like I was just like drinking so much that my system was just so out of whack. And so I started to recall what I was like, what's going on? I'm here in hospital and the doctors tell me, you tried to end your life. That's not normal. That is not normal behavior. And I remember in that moment, just like seeing two very different realities in front of me, you know, like one where I continued on the path that I'd always known. And the other one, which I couldn't actually see. It was like, I could see it at a soul level. You know, when you have like a massive change ahead of you and you can't actually see it, but you feel it.
I have goosebumps all over my body.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Yeah, it truly is. And this is like, when I talk about living a life of faith, this is what it is we can often see the path of the ego. It makes sense. We've experienced it before. We've lived it. We've walked it. And when we're invited to make a big change in our lives, we have to trust what we can't necessarily see, but we can feel it with our heart or our body or our soul. And so when I heard, you know, oh my God, I'm lucky to be alive. It's a miracle that I'm alive. Here we go. Another miracle, you know, another miracle. Oh, hi universe. Like, do you need to prove your existence to me any more? Like, could it be any more obvious how much you're trying to speak to me right now? And that really was the start of what I'm now doing, you know, what I'm now doing in the world. And I, from that moment, it was the 30th of January, 2016. And I remember it super clearly. I can't remember why I know the date, but I think when something massive happens in your life, you just kind of, that emotion allows the cognitive memory to stay with you. And from that moment, I remember being there in the hospital and the doctor, that it was actually a nurse, she was saying like, you're lucky to be alive. We don't know how you survived, but you did. You're here for a reason. Now, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do? Knowing full well what she's talking about, you know, what are you going to do with your life? So here I am. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I could hear my soul. My soul is like, yes, you fucking do know. Like, shit. So I feel like I channeled. It was my first experience of speaking. It was like what was coming through me. I could hear myself speaking. And I was like, this is not me right now. But it was full on. I remember saying the words, I can never drink again. Now, for people who party and love to drink, how many times have you woken up on a Sunday morning and you say, I'm never drinking again? Like, there's no way I'm ever drinking again. I can't imagine, like, I can't even think how many times I've actually said it. And that time being witnessed by the nurse, my mum, who had been called to the hospital, both my parents had actually, most importantly, source, the universe. I knew in that moment that that was a contract, an agreement that I was making for my life, that I knew because of the message that I'd received a couple of years prior about, you know, we're going to stop saving you. They'd saved me one last time. And now I had to get to work. Like, I had to figure out what I was doing in this life. So that's kind of the long-winded, it's a massive story. And I'm trying to share as much context without taking, 6-10 years to share it.
It's important. I feel like even if people haven't had an issue with drinking, we can apply this with anything in our lives, whether it be continuously dating the bad boy or whether it be continuously, you know, sabotaging ourselves with meaningless sex or, you know, whatever it might be, overeating, undereating, exercise, you know, all the things there are. An aspect of us as human beings that we have addictions, whether they are a form of substance or not. And we can all relate to that point in our lives where we come to that crossroad where, you've got to make a decision, girl. Which one is it going to be? And I'm so proud of you. I'm sure everybody is proud of you for choosing the path to truly make something of yourself, because you are lighting the lives of millions. And now that you have this incredible book, and I'm so excited, and everyone go and get your hands on Libby's book. Mine's arriving very soon. It is called How to Unmess Your Life. And I know you have a little subtext with that. And I just feel like we've all had our lives be chaos and messy and maybe not what we thought it was going to be. So tell us a little bit about this book and what you hope people are going to gain from reading it. Plus, it's so pretty.
Yeah, that was actually part of like when I was speaking with the designer about the book, I was like, I really want it to be a staple in people's bookshelves, that it's something that you can come back and, you know, you can, it's like I said, it's more than a book, it's an experience. Like, you know, there's a playlist that goes with it, there's my story, but more importantly, there is the opportunity to dive into your own consciousness and create your own story and find out your own truth. And what's really cool, you said something before that just made me remember something that's really important to share, and I talk about this in the book. So as I was going on my journey, you know, you'll hear deeper about the story, but what was really cool is I started looking at the, you know, traditional, what do you do when you find out you've got a problem, right? This is what I told you, you've got a drinking problem. Okay, so what do? I'm going to go to a doctor, right? So I go down the traditional Western path, and I get asked the question from the doctor, do you want to take do you want to take some drugs? I'm like, no, I don't want to take drugs to help me heal.
Isn't that crazy? Fix this problem with addiction with another drug.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, thank you. Thank you, but no, thank you. Doesn't make sense. Then I go down some other paths and I can't quite find something that resonates. Like, I'm like, there's too many rules over here. This one's trying to tell me to take drugs to help this. The counselor's trying to tell me that, and none of it quite resonated. Now, I didn't set out, it's funny because I didn't actually set out to make a big difference in the world. I just wanted to make it through the day sober at this stage, right? I just wanted to make it through, you know, the hour sober. And so that was really, I remember actually the first year of sobriety, my only goal, my only intention was to do a year sober. I couldn't even fathom a lifetime. Like, that for me was unfathomable. So I keep going back to one day at a time. It's so beautiful. So here I am going, well, why do I have an addiction? Why do other people not have what I have? So I started, and that was really when and this was, again, like I talked about, my first awakening. This really was my second awakening, because here I am, I've hit rock bottom. It's a miracle that I'm alive. Okay, there's a massive reason as to why. There's a massive guiding force that's far more powerful than, you know, than humans can explain with logic. So I started on this path, and I actually went to a clairvoyant, right? Like, the doctors couldn't answer some stuff that I was asking, and I'd already been, when I was actually still drinking, I was already going to these spiritual development circles and learning to awaken my own gifts. And, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, I've got these gifts. And I remember doing my first reading for someone. I'm like, what do you mean that was accurate? How could I get, like, me? Like, how could I give you a reading? What? So I felt, what? So anyway, I'm like, this is amazing. So I went to the teacher, I got my first clairvoyant reading, and she gave me some really powerful insights as to where the addiction had actually stemmed from. This was a massive turning point. And I share the story in the book, because what I began to realize is that all addictions, no matter whether it's social media, spending money, they all stem from a lack of love.
Exactly.
From a lack of self-love.
That's why we rise with love.
Exactly. So here I am going through my journey, and maybe like a year in, or a year and a half, or 2 years. Within 2 years of my sobriety journey, I had healed myself from bulimia. I no longer was like eating a bunch of food and then throwing it up. I stopped smoking. I just stopped the desire and the craving of it. I stopped taking drugs before drinking, and started saving a lot of money. I wasn't doing anything extra, but I started receiving way more money than I'd ever received. I found myself buying a house. I was like having these relationships, just these deep relationships come into my life that I'd never experienced before, because I'd always been too busy drinking. It was too hard to get deep with people. And I was like, what is going on? Like, how is my life looking at this? I'm just healing from, I'm healing the root cause. I'm healing the root cause of the problem. So the book, that was a very long-winded answer, but I love giving the backstory because I think it's really cool when you read a book.
And I think that makes it just so much more personal as well.
Yeah, exactly. And so the book really is a framework, and it really is, it's what I wish that I had. So, you know, here we are connecting, we're having this conversation, we've got an amazing, you know, we're part of the same like mastermind, we've got amazing people in our circles. And back then I didn't have anyone, you know, all of my life and all of my world was revolved around this old version of me. So I'm trying to create a new life and a new version of me and discover who I am. And I have obviously my partner, Dane. He was amazing, but it was just apart from him, no one else could understand what I was going through. I didn't know where to turn. I really had to figure out like everything by myself, like, you know. And so the book is a beautiful, it's a guidebook. It's a toolkit, you know, something to have in your toolkit. It's a beautiful framework. And I'm such a big believer that we all hold our own answers within. We are our greatest teachers. We are our greatest healers. We are the medicine that we are seeking, and we all have the answers within. So the book is like a framework and a guidebook where you'll read some of my story, you'll read some concepts and some different downloads that I've had and different experiences. But then there's purpose prompts throughout the book where you're literally guided to dive into and ask the right questions that, you know, maybe you hadn't thought to ask yourself to access and unlock your own answers. So it's kind of that's the gist of it. It's designed to take you from wherever you're at. I've got people who are doing amazing things in the world. They're already playing at a really high level, you know, really successful, yet they're like, oh my God, I still need this book. Like there's so much mindset work that I feel like I've got to work on, or there's so much spiritual healing that I feel like I require, or, you know, so no matter where you're at in your journey, it's going to take you from where you are to really where you want to be, living in your highest purpose, the healing that you feel that you are seeking, right? You are your own healer, and living a life of happiness, living a life of love. That's what it's about. So,
oh, Libby, I'm so excited to read it. I feel, you know, this is such a valid point as well that you make, is that we're never done. And I look at that as something that's really exciting, that there is always so much of ourselves to discover, to evolve and step into. And it doesn't matter whether you're already creaming it as a billionaire or whether you're the bigger down the street, we all have so much to be discovered within us and from each other. And sharing our story is so powerful in being able to activate parts of someone else's story as well. So I know your book is going to help so many people. They can grab it on Amazon, right? Because that's where I got mine. So I'll make sure that I pop the link to the book, because you definitely want to make sure you've got it, because it's also very pretty. I would love to talk to you a little bit, because one of the things I love about you, and a lot of your programs have this word in it, is being magnetic. And one of the things I'd love for you to kind of, I would say debunk, and I'm like, I don't even know if it's debunk, but can you bring it to a level where I'm a newbie, I want to get, you know, I'm doing all the manifesting and none of it's happening, and I'm hearing you talking about being magnetic, and I'm like, how the fuck do I be magnetic, right? So I'd love for you to kind of talk about that, because you have so many incredible programs people can join, and even just being in your vortex is magnetic, but how do we become magnetic ourselves?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love, love, love this question so much. So, and I, especially when you relate it to manifesting, right? Like you think of like, what is magnetic? Like, what does that actually mean to you? Right. It's like, for me, it's this effortless ease that your things just fall into place. And it is only possible once you've done the inner work, right? So when I was looking at, and it's funny, and I'm sure so many people can relate to this, you probably realize that you can actually manifest before you even learn the word manifestation. Like, was that the same for you?
Yes, I had no idea what any of it was. But then, of course, once you dive into all this, the, you know, manifesting, law of attraction kind of just becomes like, you know, like breathing.
Yeah, exactly. And so I already had this like awareness of, oh, okay, if I do that, then that's going to happen. And if I just, you know, show up in this way, you know, and I'm living in faith and this sort of thing. But what I learned about manifestation, and I started learning about it and listening to it, I had already at this stage, can you hear me all right, by the way, that our beautiful garden man has just come.
No, that's okay. There was a little crackly, but you're fine.
Okay, cool. So what I was experiencing when I was learning manifestation was positive affirmation. Like I was hearing positive affirmations, think good thoughts, positive vibes, high vibe, this sort of stuff. I was deep in my healing journey. And what I was experiencing was emotional breakdowns, feeling emotions that I'd spent a lifetime running from, memories that were so dark and so horrid that I didn't know how to cope with the traumas that I had been suppressing for my whole, you know, drinking, you numb everything out. And so I was like, this doesn't make sense, like here. But what I'm experiencing is actually I'm experiencing breakdowns. I'm experiencing feeling my feelings for the first time. I'm having to feel all of my emotions. I'm having to feel everything, like every single thing. And how are they saying that you just be positive? And I've tried to be positive my whole life. I got through life by putting on a happy face. I got through life by leaving my shit at the door and not talking about my problems. And that led me to want to end my life. How is that helpful? How is that helpful? So what I began to realize, and I've actually created, I teach this in the book. I'm so excited because I call it the quantum abundance method. And it takes you through this layer which isn't included in normal manifestation. It is the shadow. It is the unconscious. It is the deep stuff that we've been taught to avoid or to suppress or to not talk about or to hide away in our consciousness. And when we experience life in the way that we actually are here in this human experience to experience it, right? How many times can I say experience? Because it's very important when it comes to being magnetic and manifesting our desires and this sort of thing. Everything is an experience. So when we allow ourselves to let go of the ideas or how, you know, how to be human, not to do that, just allow the experience to be what it is, whether you're feeling good, whether you're not feeling good. It's an experience. It's not good. It's not bad. When I began to live by this, this is when everything outside, like my external reality began to change. My relationships got better. My ability to receive got better. My ability to stand up for myself and set boundaries became a lot stronger. And this is the foundation for becoming magnetic. We have to walk the path of truth, right? This is love. Truth and love go hand in hand. And sometimes truth isn't always feel good, fluffy, high vibe. It doesn't feel high vibe, but it actually allows us to increase our overall vibration and frequency.
It's about allowing the contrast, how I like to explain it, and I'm sure this is what you also believe, is that the contrast of being angry or feeling jealous or feeling not worth it propels us to experience higher levels of love. Right? Because if we were just all like lovey-dovey all the time and everything was amazing, how would we reach for the next level? How would we grow? How would we expand? We are in an expansive universe and we're here in this physical life to experience it all, and the contrasts are part of it. But I always say it's about not giving the momentum to the contrast, but using it to propel you. So is that kind of how you would describe it as well?
Yeah. I teach this in the book too. It's like this concept of, rather than being a detective about the contrast, right? Like say you wake up and you're feeling in a funk, right? Rather than being like, why am I feeling in a funk? I don't want to feel in a funk. And then all of a sudden what happens is we create all of these emotions and all of these things around feeling in a funk.
And all these stories as well.
Exactly. Right. Whereas if we just experience it and we're like, it's really interesting. Okay, I'm just going to observe it. I'm going to allow it to just move through me. I'm going to move my body. I'm going to do some meditation, some journaling, maybe go for a run. Maybe if there's anger, some process some anger. Maybe if there's some emotions that want to be released, I'm going to allow them to just be released. Just observe and allow it. And this allows us to embody more love. So what do we have to move through it? It's an energy in motion, like this experience that we have when we remove the judgment and we remove attachment from good or bad, you know, and we allow the things to just flow through us, the emotions to be as they are, then yeah, we do naturally begin to attract more, right? More of the things that we actually want, not because we're constantly chasing feeling good, like we're taught that we're meant to, but because we allow what is to be. Yes, cultivating more love through gratitude, forgiveness, appreciation, you know, living life as a ceremony. This is something that I love to try to live by, is, you know, saying thank you throughout the day, just really remembering the sacredness of every single breath. And when we do this one day at a time and we allow each emotion to be an experience, to experience the contrast and learn, you know, learn love through the opposites of it and the different experiences that we have, but we feel a lot more grounded in the anxieties or the depression or, you know, these thoughts that often plague our consciousness. We begin to become the master of our consciousness rather than letting it control us. We learn to, I don't say we control it, but we begin to master it a little bit better.
That's so amazing. And I've loved like how you have brought your own sacred medicine to work with amazing light workers in this world. You ignite them, you fully give them permission to be themselves and what they're here to bring the world. So I know you have so many, like I said, incredible programs. How can people like work with you and how can they just be like in your space?
There are many times that people are like, how can I just, what is it? What is it that you do? How do I be around you more?
You're multifaceted. And that's what I love about you. Seeing you and the way that you shine, I feel has given me permission to also allow myself to be multifaceted. So that's what I really feel you are a powerhouse at, is that we don't actually just have to do one thing. We evolve and we can be all of the things at the same time. So I can understand why people would say to you, like, how do I get in? Like, what do you do? Because you do it all, and you do it all so beautifully as well. It's so authentic to you. So I know people are going to be like, I've got the book, but how else do I like get more of Libby?
Yeah. So the best way, if you want to go all in, I do private mentorships. This is like for the leader who is really ready to take her soul mission, or his, I do work with men as well, predominantly women, take his or her mission to whole new levels, in abundance, but in business, but also spirituality as well. I sort of merge the worlds of business and spirituality. And then also masterminding. So for soulpreneurs to activate their next level in their mission, their money and their manifestations, this is magnetic. This is literally all the work that's required to receive the external, like the physical stuff in business is a byproduct of all of the inner work. You know, this is like you'll learn this in the Quantum Abundance Method in the book. And this is really what I walk people through when they're, especially in the business realm and in that divine service, bringing their medicine and their healing and their love into the world. This is a beautiful 12-month journey that we go on together. And it is a beautiful sisterhood of, and more mold, like everyone in there is like multi-passionate and multi-dimensional, beautiful beings. And then there is also a year with Libby, which is like all the programs, everything that I offer in an entire year, so many different spiritual, business, life, relationships, emotions, energy, money, everything in an entire year. Or there's just different programs that you can keep an eye out on my socials or on my website.
And I know, like, as well, people might go, but I don't have a spiritual business. And I'm always like, you are your business, you as a person and the way that you live your life, right?
yeah, exactly. And I do, like, some of my private clients will come to me because they know, like, it's more around their purpose, and they might have a job, but it's around happiness and living their purpose, and they don't, maybe business isn't for them, and that's, you know, not everyone is designed to, you know, necessarily, maybe not everyone wants to be an entrepreneur, and that is totally okay. I just find that I magnetize, you know, people who are in business, just because that's, I love it. I feel like we have gifts to share with the world, and especially those of us encoded with these beautiful missions and, you know, here to bring healing. Often a job is like, we have to limit how much we can actually do in a job. So I'm a big believer. I actually teach people how to step into your soul work. And it's about this, like, if you're doing your soul work part-time or for free, how much can you really impact, you know, if you're having to work a job? So when you can learn how to create a business, then, you know, it's like I call it soul work rather than business, because I know to start with people like, but I don't want to, I don't know if I'm a
I don't want to have a business. And like you and I never set out to be an entrepreneur. I just started doing readings at my dining room table, 7 months pregnant. And I was like, well, okay, we'll start this. I never set out to be like, okay, I'm going to be an entrepreneur and, you know, lead thousands. And I'm sure you're the same. You never sit down and go, okay, I'm going to do this. It just naturally happened because both you and I, we leaned into the voice inside of us that said, okay, you've got to turn your life around. You've got to start truly healing yourself. And by healing yourself, you're healing others. So I want to just put it out there to people. It's like, you know, we've all got to start somewhere. And you are the perfect teacher for people to start with. And I want to ask you something that I ask everybody, and it's a little bit different. So you can take a moment to think about it. But if you could have a conversation with anybody that has walked the earth, fictional or not, past or present, who would that be and why?
Oh, I would have a lot of questions for Jesus.
One that most people go to.
Really?
Yeah, I feel he's having a major influence.
Yeah, right. I was just going for a run earlier and I was like, hey, Jesus, what? And I had some funny things about religion and some stuff that I had to work through to actually receive the beautiful, pure love, you know, that he actually brings through into the world. And the other one is Gandhi. So that's just
a good one.
Yeah, and what I really feel, and that was actually who came through first, and then my mind, I was like, but I really want to have a conversation with Jesus.
I'll let you have two because you're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So kind of you. So Gandhi, and what I really admire, what I would really love to hear from him is how to make massive change and approach conflict with peace.
So potent right now.
Exactly. Yeah. With peace and love.
Yeah. That would be, I feel, a message that a lot of human beings would really appreciate to receive right now, especially with some of the decisions that we're having to make as a collective. And this is why we're, you know, I encourage so many people to rise with love so that we can code in this beautiful 5D consciousness and above, so we can live in that world that we all envision, the unity, the good health, the wealth that everyone can experience, and sharing our own sacred medicine, not having to compromise who we are. So you've got me excited about Gandhi.
Yes.
I might have to watch the movie tonight.
Yeah. Who would you have a conversation with?
Oh my gosh, no one's ever asked me that on the podcast. I'm like, who would I speak to? See, one of my guides that I work with very closely is John the Baptist. I've, you know, done a lot of trance and letting him speak and all of that kind of stuff. So I would really love to have a conversation with Mary, because he's always talking about how much he loved Mary and how she was just as potent as Jesus. And because my pivot that I've done now is really into women's empowerment, I really love the energy of liberating women, right? Because we've been so pressed for so long. So I'd love to speak with her. Mary Magdalene would probably be someone I would choose.
Yeah, she's come up twice in conversation today. This is amazing. Yeah, just that releasing the oppression and the divine feminine coming through.
And I totally believe that I was Cleopatra. And look, I have the snake bite like moles to prove it as well. So I'm like, that's my snake bite. And I'm always doing like my eyes like Cleopatra. I'm like, so I don't know, maybe I'd like to speak to myself. Oh, Libby, I know I could speak with you for just ever. You're so amazing. I just want to say thank you so much for igniting me, even though you had no idea that you did. You know, you do this for so many people. And I just want to say my utmost gratitude to your higher self for guiding you into this path, because without you, I feel like, especially I'm going to speak for myself, the light within me would still be hiding. So I really thank you for being the true embodiment of what it means to rise with love.
Oh, Thank you so much. I'm gonna cry.
Right, because we've done our makeup, so
it's so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that and for and just reflecting that. And you know, I always like the light in me reflects the light in you. What we see in each other is what we see in ourselves, whether it's, you know, whatever it is simply a reflection of us. So thank you so much. And I love seeing you rise and everything that you're bringing through into the world and this beautiful pivot that's taking place and the divine feminine codes flowing through as well as you're bringing everything through is just so, so beautiful. So thank you for your work in the world. So beautiful.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to link it up anyway, but you said you've got your new website coming up. So sometimes people might see like Libby Wallace or they might see Libby Robertson. You're the same person. It was like me when I got married and not married. So I get that. So where's like the coolest place that people can find you? Are you more like an Instagram person or a Facebook? Like,
yeah, I'm both like Facebook. They're just different vibes.
I follow you on both. You're very active.
Yeah, I'm both. Like, it's like a very different, it's like different, it kind of, it feels like different circles of people. So I'm like, share some stuff on here. So be friends with me on both Facebook and Instagram. But if you're more Instagram, then obviously there, Facebook, if you're more of Facebook, and yeah, we can hang out there. I share more on my stories on Instagram, whereas I share quite a lot more on Facebook. So just depending on what you vibe with. So amazing. I'm excited to connect.
Is there any last words, beautiful, that you would like to share with the Rise With Love listeners?
Just remember the potency of what happens when you allow yourself to be yourself and remove any of the constructs of what it is to be successful or to live in a particular way and really get to, I call it dating yourself, and allow yourself to be yourself. You're perfect and you're amazing and you are more than enough exactly as you are, and that you feel the vibration and beyond the words of this particular message and how you be, not necessarily what you do in the world, but who you be in the world is so, 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 so powerful when you choose to be yourself in your most amazing, unique you ways.
Thank you so much. Oh, you are just every bit worthy of being this powerhouse that you are. And I know that the Rise With Love listeners are so grateful for your potency and your message, the sacred, sacred medicine that you bring this world. So make sure everyone that you give this episode so much love, tag Libby and myself, and let us know what your takeaway moments are. And make sure that you get Libby's book, Unmess Your Life. Yeah. And give it, you know, all the love on, what do you call it? Amazon reviews, right? And so that we can share this medicine that is in this book as well. So thank you, everybody. And Libby, I love you, girl.
Thank you. I love you, beautiful. So exciting to see you rise and to rise together. Together we heal, together we rise. Together
That's
we
create. Right. All right, everybody. Mwah.
Thank you for tuning into this episode. I really appreciate that you took the time to receive this inspiration to assist you to live the life you truly desire. I would love it if you gave the Rise With Love podcast a 5-star review and shared it on your social media to assist more women in being able to ignite their inner femme. And if you're ready to be a femme, then I would love to invite you to be part of the Femme Squad membership and my Femme Rebirth program at the Femme Academy. Head over to melissa-mills.com to find out more and to be in my vortex so that we can connect, grow, and thrive together. A femme embraces every inch of who she is. She is you, she is me, she is all of us. And remember, you are a gift to the world. And together we awaken, together we align, and together we ascend. Love always, Melissa.